Blog Talk Radio.
We do it every night.
Every night. I live alone, but I still do it every night.
Right after dinner.
Definitely after meatloaf.
Like clockwork.
Do it. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum and save water. Did you know an Energy Star certified dishwasher uses less than 4 gallons per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes? That means even small loads can save water. So why not do it? Run your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to save water.
Welcome to a little tea time.
Y'all ready?
Welcome to a little tea time.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to a little tea time.
Who listening?
Welcome to a little tea time.
Alright.
Welcome to a little.
Hey.
Welcome to a little. Welcome to a little.
Thank you.
All right. This is a product of Beverly Nation Radio. ONE Dynasty, Ngozi Time, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. We're broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, by way of Shreveport, Louisiana. Welcome to a little Tea Time intern show. I'm your intern host, Jared the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarius B. Y'all join the conversation, 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some Tea Time with me, the Gifted One. And are you experienced? We're right in the middle of cancer season, and I want to wish all the June and July cancers listening around the world happy birthday from me to you all. I love you guys. Tonight is my birthday. I'm 34 years old as of 7:30 this evening, and as y'all know, the freaks come out at night. Yes. Shout out to all my cancer, to my cancer and king brother, our two-time International Internet Radio Hall of Fame enshrinee for Producer of the Year 2021. Y'all know him as Honeybee Oleski, a.k.a. Brother O. His birthday is Friday. Happy birthday, O. And to any other cancer and hosts here on ONE Dynasty celebrating birthdays this month, man, happy birthday to y'all, too. I love you guys. Let's have some fun tonight. I want y'all to head over to Amazon.com after the show and check out my books available now. It's the Coming Full Circle series and my books of poetry, The Confessions of a Conceited Drama King and Catching Up With Me. Type Jarius Deion in the search bar. That's JARIYISDEYOND at Amazon.com. And y'all can follow me on Facebook at Jarek, a King Among Men Thomas, and at Instagram at Jarek Thomas or Strong Gifted Ruler. My Cash App is money sign Jarek, J-E-R-R-I-C-K, D, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, 3-4. Show me some love for my birthday tonight, you guys, and thank y'all so much. Y'all join the conversation at 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some Tea Time with me, the Gift of One, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. And on to some news and an announcement. It's been to get a little serious with this topic real quick, guys. Last month, in Fort Lauderdale, there was a fatal crash that happened at Wilton's Stonewall Pride Parade, killing one man and injuring another man. I saw this story last month, and it shocked me to see that something like this could happen in what was supposed to be an environment for people to show love and be proud of who they are and the LGBTQ community. So my heart goes out to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Walton Stonewall. You guys, y'all stay strong down there and stay positive. On to some more news. NFL player for the Oakland Raiders, Carl Nassib, came out becoming one of the first openly gay NFL players following the NFL player Michael Sam, who was the first black man and gay player to be drafted into the NFL to the Rams, who was being retired from the NFL back in August of 2015. I want to congratulate you, Carr, but no team and no shade, you weren't the first NFL player to come out since Michael Sam. I love you, Carr, for coming out, and it was important that you came out, but it's overshadowing the fact that Michael Sam, who is a black gay man, he got stripped of everything when he came out. And I'm happy for you, Carl, but I'm sad for Michael, and I can't just overlook his tragedy and your triumphant. So thank you, Carl. I'm on to some more news in the LGBTQ community. Season 2 of Legendary was a ball with the house of Miyake Mugler taking home the winning following the legacy of the House of Balmain, season one winner who can now be seen in Iggy Azalea's music video, I'm the Strip Club. Congratulations to the House of Miyake Mugler and on an outstanding season. Tonight, make me an honorary member of your house. Y'all can call me Jarius Dion Miyake Mugler. All right. On to the BET Awards. The BET Awards were really good this year. Jasmine Sullivan taking home the Album of the Year Award for Hotels. I enjoyed this album. There's one particular song that I listen to all the time. It's Pick Up Your Feelings. If y'all are familiar with Pick Up Your Feelings, y'all going to know why she won Album of the Year. WAP was a stellar, which I knew was going to happen, for winning Video of the Year. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, they put their shit down in this video. The concept was fun. They had a great time shooting the video, and it was a hot track, so it complemented everything well. So I was very pleased to see how that win its award for Video of the Year. On to her. She is the best winning female artist in R&B. I am a big fan of her. She is a really great singer. She won a Grammy this year for her music, and she's very much down with social justice. I love her attitude. I love her music. I love her swag. I love her spunk, her style. And finally, Chris Brown. Chris Brown winning Best Male R&B Artist of the Year. I'm very proud to see Chris Brown still having his effective music. He is still repping culture. And, hey, Chris Brown, man, keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing and inspiring people around the world, man. That's what it's about. It's about showing people that you can do anything you want when you put your mind to it. Now, these last two people I'm going to talk about tonight, y'all, if y'all did watch the BET Awards, these last two people were very much the star stealers for the show. Lil Nas X, he did his performance for Montero, and he paid legacy to Prince in his song lyrics. You would have to go and listen to the song Montero to understand what I was saying about him representing Prince in the lyrics. And in his performance, he paid tribute to Michael Jackson's Remember the Time music video, incorporated some of Michael Jackson's dance steps into his actual performance. The performance was really great. He even stole the show kissing a guy at the end of his performance, which was really awesome. I was shocked to see it because I did not think that we were going to see Lil Nas X take over the stage the way he did with this performance. And to seal it up with kissing a guy on stage, that was a really big step. So thank you, Lil Nas X, for just putting it down, man, for the culture. So I got an exclusive for y'all if y'all don't know or if y'all already know. Queen Latifah, she came out at the BET Awards following her music tribute from Monie Love, Rhapsody, Lil' Kim, and MC Light. Queen Latifah took to the stage to accept her Lifetime Achievement Award, where she thanked her mother, who is deceased, and she thanked her father. And she discreetly came out thanking her partner and their child for supporting her over the years. I was very happy to see Queen Latifah take her place in finding her voice. And I watched her grow as a artist over the years. I'm a young man. I'm 34 years old, but I followed her music career from her doing the House Party movie, from her TV show Living Single. I watched Living Single I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I was inspired by her show. I was inspired to see her bringing a cast of people together and taking over the world the way they did on the airwaves with that show. I am very honored to be in a time where I could see someone like Queen Latifah and Lil Nas X, they putting it down for the culture of the LGBTQ community. And they're black people who know who they are. They're strong. They represent themselves well. And I want to see that for other people like us. That's no matter who you are, black, white, Filipino, Mexican, no matter who you are. If you are a gay man, love yourself. This is what it's about, man. It's about loving yourself and really truly being happy with yourself. In more recent news, I wanted to shout out Jim's host. Genesis Amaris Kemp. Welcome to the ONE Dynasty family, Queen Sister. I heard about you making hosts, and you were an intern just like I'm now an intern, and I wanted to congratulate you on making hosts, following in the footsteps of Arsed Tumray, who made hosts also. So I wanted to congratulate you guys tonight, but especially you, Genesis Kemp, and tell you congratulations again and welcome to ONE. Groundbreaking news. I just literally found this out today. If y'all watched Pose on FX, y'all are familiar with Pose about the LGBTQ community, the trans community, trans men, trans women community. They were nominated for 20 Emmys. And this is amazing to see across the board. I'm talking about literally teens across the board for this because they put it down for the culture of the LGBTQ community with Pose, and they did their thing. They laid it all on the line, telling stories about these kids who literally got kicked out of their homes, and they overcame drug addiction and disease and poverty, and they went on to become very successful people in their lanes in the late 80s and the early 90s. The show took place in the late 1980s, 1987, the year I was born, and I grew up watching the show from the last 3 years when the show aired, and I grew with those characters. I grew with everything that they came with as far as the artistry to bring our stories to light. So up next, we have a track from the Honeybee, Olisky. Pump the beat for me, O.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. We'll be right back.
So tonight's my birthday, and a star was born. Happy birthday to me. And I got a word tonight, y'all. Ain't that a two gerbils fighting up a wool sock, son of a bitch? And y'all know I'm happy to be stuck inside with my dyed metallic blue hair, metallic dyed beard, my 5'7 height, 175 pounds, brown eyes, tattoos covering my chocolate thick Coke bottled skin, wearing my white tank top and my favorite pair of Cherokee boy shorts, the dark blue, 100% cotton, a size large. These the ones that make my ass look so motherfucking. I'm sitting here sipping Moscato with shots of tequila, and I'm burning candles and sage when I'd rather be with my number one fan. I got caller one in the queue. Caller one, tell me what's your name and where you're calling from tonight.
Hello, sweetie. It's the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. How are you?
How are you, Jerry?
So you're making me giggle, and I really needed to giggle. First of all, happy birthday. And I love how enthusiastic you are and how happy you are. I'm going to share something sad, but it's okay, but I'm sharing it for a reason. My boyfriend passed away 10 years ago, 2 weeks before his 50th. We grew up together. And he would do anything, of course, to be celebrating his 60th birthday. And when people say, oh, it's just a number, or, you know, oh, yeah, I don't want to get older, or I don't want to talk about it, that upsets me. So hearing you so happy about your birthday made me smile. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for that. You know, and you're making me crack up listening to you describe yourself, and, you know, so good for you. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jerry Petito. And do you want to let the people know about your next show?
Okay, so, all right, I'm just going to be honest with you. I've had a lot of things going on. I actually had another death in my family today. So I'm not even thinking clear or about my show. It's on a Tuesday night. It's 9:30. I just don't remember exactly what date it is. Actually, I do. July 27th. How could I forget that? I will be celebrating 30 years of a changed life. That's what the show is about. 30 years ago, I changed my life. I stopped doing drugs, gave it to God, and that is what the show is about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's July 27th, Tuesday night at 9:30.
Okay, I look forward to hearing your show, Jerry.
All right,
thank
sweetheart,
so
but happy birthday, man. All right,
thank
honey.
You. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to get back to my number one fan. He listens to my entertainment shows all the time, and he never presses one. He lives in Philadelphia. Shout out to PA, Philly. Tonight, if you're listening, my number one fan, I know your favorite player is number 22, Michael Epps, full safety for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, go Eagles. Well, I'm a Cowboys fan. Shout out to D-Town. Dak Prescott, number 4, who is my favorite quarterback. Hey, DJ Chill. Will of God, how about you meet me in the Philadelphia Stadium on the 50-yard line? You wear your jersey, Mr. Number 22, and I'm going to wear my jersey. And we can meet down on the field, and you can fuck me. How about that? Tonight I'm dedicating my show to you, Will, and people like you who get off on hating people like me. We're gay. We're smart, we're strong, we're independent, and we're not going to bow down to the will of someone like you and people that have hatred in your heart. I love you, Will. I do, because you said something really foul about me. And I was going to do this one way, but I said I'm going to approach it another way. Will, I want you to just call my show. Just call my show, Will. Join the conversation, 516-453-9133. And press 1 for the tea time with me, the gifted one, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. Back to you, Will. So my topic tonight is the Confessions of a Conceited Drama King. This is the poetry edition. I'll be reading some pieces that I wrote for you, Will, and I'm hoping that you will love them. And just like Erykah Badu, I'm sensitive about my shit. So I'm going to get into this first piece. It's story time, you guys. I know you guys love sexy stories. And my first piece is titled Candle Wax and Ice. I had a fantasy about our first time, and it was such a great damn time. We've been friends just talking over the phone, going on dates, and hanging on to each other's every word. Until the time finally comes and to do the do, and you and your boo, he calls you to meet him at a secret location. And yeah, there's a little bit of hesitation, but more attraction, and the more you are ready for the satisfaction. He greets you at the door with his robe on. He walks over to the sofa and gets comfy on the sofa as he pops the bubbly chilling on ice, and the candles are lit in every sight. You toast to another beautiful time to share together, and you can smell his scent of Usher in the air, and you're feeling like losing your underwear. You lose your shirt, then slip out of your jeans, and he places the ice on your back. It turns you on. You pour ice and candle wax on your man's chest as he groans and moans. He grabs the ice, and he touches you real nice. He knows it's green, and he begins kissing and sucking on your earlobe. Your body's quivering and shivering, your knees buckling, and damn, you get weak. He's playing that favorite love song that Tyrese cut while he's caressing your lower back gently. You had a taste as he licked. You play with each other's parts. You're saying sexy things in each other's ears as he sticks his tongue in yours. Then you lay out on the floor. He goes to work playing in your jungle as you swing both ways on his Chico stick. From the floor to the bed, wine dancing in your heads. This is still something planned and all full speeds ahead. The ride was amazing. Smooth at takeoff. Lots of turbulence during the sailing, and the speed was constant. And yes, heads did spin. You end up rolling over on top, and he lets out a long sigh, and you wipe the tears from your eye. 2 hours seem to pass, and oh, do you wish it would last until he holds you close, and he's kissing you so sweetly on your lips. Here he comes, he says, I'm almost there. You shout, climax, lights out. I got caller 2 in the queue. Caller, tell me your name and where you're calling from tonight.
Hello, am I on?
Hello.
Hey, Jarek, this is Taylor B with Handbasket. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hey, Taylor. What's up, man?
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Taylor. Thank you. Thank you. I got my copy in the mail today. I actually got my copy of the magazine in the mail today, and I framed it. I got a frame that I painted blue, and I framed it.
Oh, I'm so glad you got it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Taylor. Thank you. And I had fun interviewing on your show. I had fun interviewing on your show this past weekend. It was really great. We had a great time, you guys. I want y'all to go over to Handbasket Magazine and check out Taylor on Instagram. Taylor, let them know where they can follow you.
Yeah, thank you. Handbasket Zine is all over social media. Handbasket Zine, Z-I-N-E, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we do a live show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern in here in the U.S. We interview people from all over the LGBTQ spectrum, various stuff every week.
Yes, I had a great time, Taylor. I had a great time. You guys, you can go to my Instagram. That's Jared Thomas or Dion Jarius, and check that out on my Instagram. You can also check that out on my Facebook at Jarek, a King Among Men Thomas. I had a great time with this interview. Me and Taylor, we had a fantastic time. Thank you for calling tonight, Taylor. Thank you for your love and support tonight for my intern show. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your love and support, darling.
Always, darling. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you again. I got caller number 3 in the queue. Caller number 3, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, peace and blessings, Jarek. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this evening, Queen Sister?
Hi, Sister Bessie. I want to tell you happy birthday. And
thank you,
I just
Sister
wanna...
Bessie.
Yes. You're not getting older. You're getting younger.
Bessie.
Yes, and I want to just say you're doing a great job, and I just want to thank you for your representation of your community. Okay?
Thank you.
And I wanted to let you know my point of view is these are the things that I hate in this world today, and I hate racism. I hate abuse of children, and I hate a lying government. And I hate the bloodshed all over this world. We don't have time to be hating people for who they are. There's so many things out here that's happening in the world that blood is being shed, our children's lives are being lost. And I think that's more important than us hating someone else for who they are. So I just wanted to let you know I love you and very proud of you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sister Bessie. And do you want to tell people about your next show?
Oh, yes. Sister Bessie's Front Porch will be on Friday. I will be interviewing a guest, Dr. Palmer. A well-known community activist. So please tune in, and I'll see everyone Friday at 9:30. Peace and blessings. Love you.
I love you too, Sister Bessie. Thank you for calling. And now we have another track from the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer, Brother Oleski, Pump the Beat. All right, and we're back with a little tea time from me, Jared the Gifted One Thomas. Join the conversation at 516-453-9133 and press 1 with me for some tea time on my intern show, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. So this next piece that I wrote for my number one fan, Will, it's called Daydreaming. I've been sitting here thinking about you, Will, how you're doing and what you're up to. I'm watching TV, but my mind is wondering and just pondering all about you. Your sweet scent, your warm smile, your loving touch, your gentle eye. I'm in sweet misery when I look at your photos and I try to find your voice and hear this lonely cry inside. I want to be in your arms, Will, lost in your love, floating in air with you, soaring across my dreams and my fantasies that I keep a secret of you. I watch a man express his love for someone. He would be having to leave who he loved and own his heart and watch it break as they just drift apart. Then I think of you again in a daydream, listening to a love song, still feeling alone, missing my home in you, longing for your affection, and wanting to run into your arms in your direction. I've learned to appreciate you, your company, the time we spent when we share our world. And we're more than physical. It's an emotional bond that we share. You're like water in a dry land, and I'm a breeze, you feel in the wind. You're my rock and a steady topsy-turvy, curvy world. I care for you, and I want you to tend to like you like a caregiver. I don't want to love anyone else the way I love you. You're the song I want to sing, the lips I want to kiss. You're the flame in my fire, and every wonder when I'm thinking of you, when I'm daydreaming. Join the conversation at 516-453-9133. And press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, brought to you by those fine brothers at Looking Glass Entertainment. We have caller number 4 in the queue. Caller number 4, tell me what's your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Asetta Tune Ray. Happy solar return, Jarek.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Asetta. How are you tonight, Queen Sister?
Yeah, so I'm outside. I'm running around. But real quick, I'm loving your show. I love the poetry. You have a beautiful voice. And one thing I do want to point out, you know, no one can judge you. You are who you are. I think it's just hard when we're trying to educate the youth. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Don't feel like everyone is against you. You know, I have a lot of gay people in my family. And even though, you know, I respect them as people, as divine beings, but, you know, we all just have our differences, but everyone still deserves respect at the end of the day. You get what I'm saying?
So, right.
I just want to say that I'm very proud of you. You're doing good on your intern and keep it flowing. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Arsette. Arsette is one of our new hosts here at ONE Dynasty. And Arsette, do you want to tell the people about your next show?
Yes, tune in to my next show, my very first show on the Damon Network, The Essence of Time, with our topic, the Plandemic and the Human Extermination Program. That's July 20th at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central Time.
All right. Thank you so much again, Arsette, for your love and support tonight. That really means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Shout out to you and your family tonight. My next piece is entitled Hangover. This morning I woke up with a hangover. I went to the bar last night for a drink called Love, and I got ran the fuck over. I got hit by a four-wheeler and was smashed into the pavement. I was full, past my limit, and didn't know how to quit. Drinking stupid, thinking love was a drink to heal me. Now love stinks and runs through my veins. I walked into rehab once before, but I forgot to quit the drinking before I made it out the door. Now I'm sitting back in this padded room, down at the bottom of this bottle, asking myself, why did I take this first sweet sip? That sip that rests my lips into my sore spot for you, my core. You look like a perfect bottle of cold red, but tastes like sour warm grapes. And I spent my last on you, my bud, my cup, and my ice. And now I'm hungover, still want my last sip at the bottom of this damn bottle. I told myself I'll quit drinking one day, but I love the taste, and this bottle runs dry like these tears running down my face. I set my cup in the trash. I went to an AA meeting for confessions that I think now I'm done with this cup of you, my favorite booze, and damn, I'll miss you, my cup of you. But this hangover, I gotta lose. So this is goodbye to you. Cheers. Here. Here. I got number 5 caller in the queue. Number caller number 5, tell me where you're from and where is your name.
Hey, hey, this is ML Dumars hailing from Shreveport, Louisiana. Calling my brother. That's right. I'm calling my brother. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you so much. Oh, Mary is a fellow artist friend of mine here in my hometown, Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah. And we did an anthology together. Mary, you want to tell them about the book? If you have that with you tonight?
Yes, we did an anthology with the Shreveport Writers Club. And it's called For a Shorter Social Distance Tomorrow. It's available on Amazon, and you got to check it out. You just got to check it out. It's hot.
Yes, Mary, it is. I did 5 featured poems in this particular book with the Shreveport Writers Club on this anthology, and it's such a pleasure to have you calling the show tonight, Mary. Thank you so much, Queen Sister. I love you guys so much.
I would not miss it. And I just wanted to show some love and let you know, brother, you're strong, as you said, a king among men. And I see you. I see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mary, for calling tonight. I love you guys. Where is Deborah? Is she there?
She's here, but she's getting ready for the evening. And, you know, we drink our warm milk early. So she's getting ready to lay it down. But she said to let you know she loves you too and happy birthday.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Y'all have a great night. And I'm going to be in touch with you guys. We have a track next by the fabulous Jimi Hendrix. Pump the beat. Welcome back to A Little Tea Time, the intern show with me, Jerick, the gifted one, Thomas. We have caller number 6 in the queue. Caller number 6, tell me your name and where you're calling from tonight.
Good evening, Jerick. This is Soul Williams from Columbus, Georgia. Just calling in to speak to you and, you know, support your show and say, you know, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I do want to say, man, forget what everybody else thinks, you know, how somebody, you know, try to approach you. It ain't fair. You know, we all live our own life. You know, every man walk their own path. But regardless of how anybody come at you, you know what I'm saying, be you. Because you're going to be great in your own step no matter what. And I would like to know, you know, I got a poem I do want to, you know, share, if I can share it with you real quick.
Yeah, sure. Go for it, brother.
Poem called is Judgmental. As often as some seem to think, we all fall under the same tree. Yet man believe when gossip can for ears of all be. How can one maintain in this world when the curse of the tongue has fell upon you? We all contain the power to say what to do. Passing judgment of man to satisfaction, taking matters in hand and beliefs of attraction. Yet let's break down what man do today. Force laws on you till we have no more to say. Brainwash you to the state of mental stable. Leave you thinking we are not the ones to point to be able. Then being told we are not fit for our life. Forcing problems in our society to cause us strife. I will not fall if man try to control my brain. Personality stripping, we all left as lanes. So who to say what if at its purpose in life for us? Description of a man, yet there is no fuss. Don't be misled to the fact one is simple. For in the nation of man, they all would be judgmental. And that's that piece. But that was, I felt like I needed to share that with you. Don't never let nobody take you off your path because you're doing great. I'm loving your show. You open, you powerful in your words. Keep it up, my brother. And I'm going to keep supporting you. And I just wanted to tell you, like, again, happy birthday and one love.
Thank you so much again. Thank you so much. I know that you're a host on the network. You want to let the people know about your next show?
Yeah, my next show is coming out. Well, my first show, actually. I'm an intern, and my first show is coming out July the 22nd at 9:30 Eastern Time. The topic, well, the platform is actually spirituality versus reality, and it's to attack all these problems that we have in society against anybody. It don't matter who you is, white, black, you know, LGBT, doesn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? This is the protection for all mankind, because if we don't stand as one, we done anyway. So it don't even matter. So we got to come together. So I'm going to bring that, and the tsunami wave is coming, like I said, July the 22nd.
Thank you, Soul. Thank you, Soul Williams, King Brother. Thank you for calling tonight, for your love and support on the show tonight. I have just one final thought, and then everything goes in time. Hey, Will, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Oh, pay the bills.
Well, well, well. I was waiting for one call to call in, but it never called in. And I'm not going to, you know, start, you know, no saying out there. But, of course, congratulations to Jerick, King of My Men, Gifted One Thomas, on your O&E syndicated station's all-time connection record tonight as an intern. And it was a fabulous show, and you said what you said. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have a gift for all of you. It is the 2019 O&E Honors, presented by Looking Glass Entertainment, tomorrow night, hosted by Barudi Mariano. How about that, y'all? And we go back in time, you know, with the gift of, you know, Jerry Petito and I going in, you know, in the Hall of Fame. I as DJ, her as broadcasting, you know, enshrining, you know, person. And we are glad to give that to you tomorrow night. Our tremendous archive will stand the test of time. Tomorrow night on DevNet Classics, the 2019 Oni Honors, presented by Looking Glass Entertainment. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising the Oni, which is Ola Deli Ingo's Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ingo's Primetime One at DevNet.com. We're Ingo's Tableau for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ingo's Pinterest, Google+. Ola Deli Millennium Ingo's Facebook, as well as our business page, our intern shows, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or a wonderful program tonight, oledaylady.ingoesbutmy@gmail.com, and I am the 2021 International Internet Radio producing enshrinee to the Hall of Fame, but more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malina Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And our first ever host was a great gay rights performer and activist. You know his name, right, Jarek? His name is Dar Henderson. And all these other shows followed after that. You know, I was criticized on that day, the day that my mother translated into glory. Why would you do that, O? Why shouldn't I do that? And now, to the wonderful LGBTQ community host of our network. We love him so much. He's here, y'all, whether you like it or not. Jarek Thomas, you have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right, all I'm going to say is this. Jesus was gay. What kind of a man had 12 other men following him around? A hung one.